If there is no clinging, there is no suffering. If we cling to matter and mind, it means we are holding on to suffering. Observe carefully. Suffering arises either within the body or within the mind. That's it. If we take the body to be us or ours, we will suffer because of the body. If we take the mind to be ours, we will suffer because of the mind. Whatever we cling to, we will suffer because of it. However, if we don't have clinging, we won't suffer. We know that our goal in Dhamma practice is to get rid of suffering. To get rid of suffering, we must release clinging to the body and mind, to matter and mind. How do we release clinging to body and mind, to matter and mind? Here's the rationale. The Buddha taught us to see the body as it really is, and see the mind as it really is. He said, by seeing things as they really are, we will be dispassionate. With dispassion, clinging will be released. With clinging released, we will be liberated. Once liberated, we will know that we are liberated. Becoming or birth ceases. All Dhamma practice will end. The work that needs to be complete is completed. There is no more work aimed at liberation. That's the realization. Therefore, the important point to understand is suffering. He said, to know suffering. Because when we see things as they really are, we will be dispassionate. And in the end, we will release clinging and become liberated. So, we must practice Dhamma to get rid of suffering and in the end to extinguish suffering. But first, we must be able to get rid of suffering. To get rid of suffering is to release clinging to matter and mind, which have combined to form our body, to form us. We cannot order the mind to release this clinging to matter and mind. This is because the mind is not self. In order for the mind to release the clinging to the body and mind, it must first see the truth. The truth of the body is that it is impermanent, it is suffering, it is not under our control. The truth of the mind is that it is also impermanent, suffering, and not under our control. The truth, when we say the truth of matter and mind, body and mind, is actually the three characteristics of existence. Therefore, seeing the three characteristics of existence in matter and mind, body and mind, is the only way we can be liberated from clinging to matter and mind, to body and mind. Venerable Luang Pho Pramod Pamocho, Suan Santitam Temple, January 23rd, 2022.